And I love this subject.
Well, I'm sure that there are plenty of women, and I'm sure grooms, brides and grooms, that aren't really happy with this story. You may have heard it early this morning with Bonnie Amistadi on KFGO. The bridal shop on 13th Avenue South in Fargo is closed, and that has left some brides in a sort of panic situation. One of them is Maren Jeffrey. Her wedding is some 6 weeks away, and she is a frustrated bride. Hello, Maren.
Hi.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Do you mind us saying that you're a nurse?
I am a nurse.
Yes, you are at Sanford.
I am.
And what is your wedding date?
My wedding date is October 12th of this year, so 6 weeks away.
And you ordered your gown from the bridal shop?
Yep, I ordered it on December 29th of last year. And so it's almost 8 months away. In 2 days, it'll be 8 months since I ordered it. And I still don't have it. And now they've closed. So
have you heard from them?
I have not heard from them. They, so I talked to them on Thursday. I was in the store owner's office and we spoke and she was confident that she would get a hold of me. And on Friday, she called me about 6 o'clock and said that she missed the phone call from the manufacturer to get the information. So she said she'd come in early yesterday, which was Monday, and she would contact me as soon as she found out. So after work, about 5 o'clock, I didn't hear anything. So I was on my way home and one of my friends Facebooked me and said, Maren, you should probably look at this. And so I saw that the bridal shop had closed. So I went to the store right at 5 o'clock, and on the door, it said the message about, please contact this phone number and leave a voicemail. But the voicemail box is full, so I wasn't able to leave a message. So
then you don't know anything about the status of your dress and
nope.
you have no refund at this point, or guaranteed of no refund, or guaranteed that your dress will even be here.
Right. So, I don't know, word of mouth. We've heard that the locksmith has come to change the locks. So, I mean, that's kind of a scary thing too, because we don't know what's going to happen, if they're going to even get our voicemails.
Mm-hmm. So what have you done with a wedding 6 weeks away? I think I'm going to weep. I mean, this is just terrible. This is one of the biggest days of your life. And
Right. You've
been planning this for, well, over a year, it mm-hmm. sounds like. Your bridesmaids
yep.
have had their dresses for a long time, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. So I got online last night, and I luckily knew who the manufacturer was of my dress.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got on their website and got all their information, their email address, their contact number. So then right away this morning I called and I left a message. It was about 10 to 8 this morning, which was an hour previous to their time. So it was about, I don't know, about 9 o'clock their time. And I just left a message saying what had happened and that I would be contacting them again. So then a little while later I called back and I talked to a gal, and she said that they did have my order, but they didn't have payment confirmation. So I got our credit card statement, and so I had that faxed to me, and so I have that now, and I just have to get my receipt, and she just wanted me to send the proof that I paid for my dress. So that's what I've done so far, and now we're just waiting for a phone call back from her.
From the manufacturer themselves.
Yep.
What do you think the chances are that you will get the dress that you ordered for your wedding on October 12th?
Well, I have to be confident. I have to just say, hey, it's out of my control now. I mean, I've done what I can, and we'll just hope and pray that it comes and it'll be in one piece and it'll be beautiful like it was on the shelf. So.
Wow. And I suppose you had your fitting and it fit and everything was ready to go.
Well, I ordered it. So I found the dress at the store and it was the same size that I bought it in, but I wanted a different color. So that's why we ordered it. So yeah, I haven't even been really fitted into my dress yet because I don't have it.
So do you have a backup plan? Oh my goodness. I had 3 fittings on mine and they still didn't get it right. Not the bridal shop though. It was down in the Twin Cities. So, but do you have a backup plan, Maren?
At this point, I'm just going to wait and talk to the manufacturer and see what we can do. I don't have a plan B yet, but I'm sure we can come up with one. I'm sure if anything, we'll just have to go and find another one and buy it off the rack, which is what I didn't want to do in the first place, which is why I ordered it.
How does your fiance feel? Has he been supportive through it all? I bet he
has. He has. He's been awesome. He said, it'll be okay. We'll get through this. And it's just a bump. And I said, nope, it's a boulder.
Oh.
So, but it'll be okay.
Well, it will be okay. Congratulations on your wedding day, October 12th. And
Thank you.
I can't imagine that this dress was $100 to $200.
No, it was up there in price. So, I mean, it's one of those things. It's an exquisite dress. It's gorgeous. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful. And I can't wait to walk down the aisle in it. Now I just have to get it.
Yes, indeed. I hope you do. Do you mind if we stay in touch and find out if your wedding dress does come?
Sure, that would be fine.
Okay, let's do that, Maren. We appreciate your time today on KFGO. We're sorry for your frustration.
Oh, that's and, okay. Thank you so much.
I'm sure that all you want to hear from is the bridal shop and to let you know what's going on with it. But
I do.
Thanks, Maren.
Thank you so much.